I thought that I would just discuss a few things which are very interesting. As you get into Perikol Yisha and all the different halachos which it says in the first Mishnah, so there's some insights that come out of the Gemara which are very, very interesting. In the first Mishnah on Pezayin Amid Aleph, the Mishnah discusses different cases of being memane a person on a Korban Pesach. There's a halacha by Korban Pesach, as you know. That a person has to sort of be committed to and joined with a particular chabura before they can eat from the Korban Pesach at night. It has to happen Kodim Shrita. So there has to be an appointment on the set. So there's a few issues in the Mishnah of different type of people, a wife and a husband and a father, who both of them decided to include her in their carbon b'chula b'chula. I don't know if you've seen the Mishnah yet, but there's a Yisraimim, and there's Ketanim, and there's a Chatzi of the Chatzi ben Chayrin, and there's Avodim, Meshutzis. We want to know, the Mishnah tries, is this okay? The Mishnah tries to what? I can make it loud? No, they're not these guys. The Mishnah tries to explain what the halacha would be in all these different cases. So in the Achronim, I find something which is constantly stated, which is a very big chiddush. They bring in the halacha of zachin la'adam shalay b'fana. Zachin la'adam shalay b'fana is to do with question mishpat. There's a halacha that when I have a kinyan, I get to claim something for someone else. Zachin la'adam shalay b'fana. So the emissin in the beginning in the Mishnah, there's a halacha. The last halacha, we should chetzay evet the chetzay ben chayim, someone who's half free and half an evet. That means to say that one person owns half of him. Lo yoicha mishol rabban, he cannot eat from the karbon that his rebbe shechted for his adai rabbi, his adai, his master shechted for the karbon pesach, because we say that he's not appointed, he's not from the minuyim. So Rashi says a very interesting Rashi, dimistame. Because we say minastam lo haya das rabbi lihi monais kela kateres al pisvay. Without speaking to the adayin, we assume that he did not mean to include the half of his eved which doesn't belong to him, which is a ben chayrin, in his carbon pasach. So that means that the half of him who is free was not monui on this carbon pasach, and there's an iser to give the carbon pasach shaloi leminuyim. We cannot share the carbon pasach with a person who was not appointed. So chayso al asad means that a person has to. The whole parrot that you're going to be learning is surrounding this halacha, that a person has to be a memuna, a person has to join a chabura, otherwise they can't eat from the korban pesach. Agav, you should know that rive of us, rive rishonim and achronim hold that there's a lav to eat from the korban pesach. If you're einoi moni on it, and we're going to mention a taisus that certainly is a maxim like that. Although there is one shikas rishonim bechilchu holds that there's no easter to eat from the korban pesach, but you just can't be mekayim the mitzvah achilas pesach unless you were from the minuyim. So we assume that it's usher to eat from the carbon pesach unless you were already to chaisu al aseh. If you were not originally b'shas shechita already accounted amongst those who are going to eat from the carbon pesach, there's an easter. There is a shechita from the chinuch that holds that there's no easter, but you can't. Al kaponim, you can't be mekayim the mitzvah of achilas pesach if you were not included in this. Okay, so the shailas are the chatziyav and the chatzi ben chayim. What's going to be the chatziyav and the chatzi ben chayim? So Rashi says, the mishpatame lohaya das rabbi lehimanes chelik acheres al pitzvay. Because we assume that the adon did not mean to include the part of his evet who's free. He didn't mean to include him. So the rashash over here already is ma'irer on Rashi. What do you mean minastam? The way Rashi writes this is we don't assume that he did, but that means to say that if we knew for sure that he did, he would be able to. So the Rashash asks on Rashi, even if the Rebbe wanted, even if the other wanted to, he couldn't. What's what kind of bailing is he on the Chatzi ben Chayrin to include him in a carbon pesachidas? The Mishnah talks about a yisoyimim with an apotropis, a husband with a wife, a father with a daughter. But what does a adai have to do with the Chatzi ben Chayrin? The Chatzi ben Chayrin is a regular individual, so how? What?
But that's how Rashi's mashma. If the Ben Chayrin
agrees with Rabbi Yeshua, then there'd be no problem.
Right.
The Rashash is being medayik in Rashi that the reason why the Eved cannot eat from the Odin's carbon pesach is probably the Odin did not have in mind to include him. That means to say, it's mashma from Rashi, that if the Odin did have in mind to include him, then he would have been able to without the das from the Eved. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, and the Tzaddik brings this in a few places, that it would work because it's zochin lo and shalay b'fanav. That you could be zochin for putting shalay b'fanav, but you could be zochin for shalay b'fanav. So it's very interesting. What do you mean zochin lo and shalay b'fanav? Zochin lo and shalay b'fanav. Usually we talk about kinyonim. That's what we usually talk about. So there's a shtickle pair from the Brisker Rav, and Hilchos Karban Pesach. Well, the Brisker Rav says, he brings a raya from a Rashi in Zvachim, that unlike other karbanos, we see clear from the Gemara in Zvachim. Now, I have the sefer from the Brisker Rav. I don't know what happened to it. Oh, here it is. The Brisker Rav brings a raya. And he brings a rai from a Rashi in Tzvachim that he holds as conclusive evidence from a sugya there. But in our sugya, there's also a rai, which I'd like to share with you, that unlike other karbanos, the karban pesach, the bailim has to have a bailus to be able to eat the meat. And he brings a rai from the Gemaras in a few places in Shas, actually. He's got a rai from a Rashi in Tzvachim. But there's a sugya of a carbon toida that was mazik, and the halach is that the person, the nizik, is allowed to eat the meat because he owns it, because since the carbon was mazik him, so now he has a bailus on the meat. And yet the Gemara says that the owner still gets a kapara from the carbon, and he still brings his lachmei toida. That's the sugya. So you see from there that the person who's bringing the carbon doesn't have to own it at all. The nizik is the one who's eating the meat. He doesn't have to own the meat at all. He only has to have a schus in this carbon for kapara, that's all. His only schus is, listen, you get to eat the meat, but I have a schus, he probably owns the schus, I have a schus to eat this for kapara, but I don't have to have a legal right to be able to eat it, because it doesn't belong to me. Because we actually, this goes into the whole sugis in the Zarkin, that we hold yuchlat hashur, not yushim hashur, if you remember Bava Kama, that immediately it belongs to the nizik, and that happens even before you get to Bezdin. It already belongs to him. Yuchlat hashur means that as soon as he's mazik, it already belongs to the nizik. So it doesn't belong to this guy, b'chlal. It doesn't belong to the person who's bringing, it doesn't belong to the person who's, okay. So the Brisker Rav says it's yisoid. The Brisker Rav says it's yisoid of minui for the carbon pesach. And you take a look at this carbon pesach, where all the rais that I just discussed. He brings the Rashi in Zlochem. He says the Brisker Rav, the ikar hadin shel minuyim ha'amur b'pesach, the essential halacha which is said to chaytu al aser, that you have to be appointed, you have to agree to be part of a carbon pesach. You actually have to have a kinyan mamayin. It has to be a real kinyan. If without this, you would have said it's a din in carbon pesach. There's a din in carbon pesach that you have to agree to be part of this carbon pesach. It's not binding in dinei mamayin. Now I'm going to show you a halacha over here, which is mashma like that. So my chavrus and I also brought this raya. We found in Shlomo Zalman brings this raya. It was a plea to us. There's a halacha also in the Mishnah, which is mashma like that. I guess the Brisker Rav doesn't hold it's conclusive because he doesn't bring this halacha. But there's a halacha here in our sugya that's also clearly mashma like that. So the Brisker Rav said that by carbon pesach, hafach there's the din shehei lechelik ba'akor mekinyin mamon shehei shaloi lachilas baser. It has to be his to eat it. He has to have a din mamon to eat it. Alright. So he brings the Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Gimel that you could be bring a carbon even though you don't own the buster that the Nizik owns it, and he says that that's clearly not so by carbon pasach, and he brings that the Mechilta from the pasuk that says Mishru Kulachem a carbon. We learned that you could be kain an animal by Mashicha. So we find from the Mechilta that we learned the din Mashicha that Mashicha is kain an animal. We learn from carbon pasach Mishru Kul, and that's talking about. They brought the carbon pasach mishru kru. So the briskura, that's it. Going to Shiraya. But the whole din of mishicha, we learn out from a pasuk that says mishru kru, because the din of minui on a carbon pasach is that he has the din imamim. So we can learn out a kinyan of mishicha, b'chala tayra kula din imamim is from the minui on carbon pasach. So when you start learning the pasuk b'ahoyisha and you start talking about who is it that has the right to include me in their carbon pesach, the father, the brother, the this, the apotropos? You're talking about Lechayra getting a din mamon. Now there's another halacha that seems to be the same way. What's the raya? The raya is because the Mishnah says, Eved shel shnei shutfin lo yoichel mishel shneihem. The second to the last halacha in the Mishnah. If there's an Eved that belongs to two shutfin, so in both of the masters, both of the Adonim tried to make a carbon pesach and include the Eved in their carbon pesach. So the law is lo yoichel mishel shneihem. He can't eat either of them. He's not monui on either of them. He can't eat from this guy and he can't eat from that guy. Even if one guy decided that he's going to do it, who gave him reshus for the other two? Reuben and Shimon own an Eved Kanani. So Reuben decides, you know what, I'm going to be Mamane, I'm going to include this Eved that's only mine half of the time, or halfway, I'm going to include him in my Kor Pesach. So Tirashi, and who gave you bailus over the other guys half to include him? They like Takon Elim Kain Ratu Shneim Sheyimana Imo Echad. The only way that an Eved which is owned Beshuthis could be eaten in the Kor Pesach, but both masters decide to do it together. Now the Maskaras HaGimara, the Gemara has Tistira. The Gemara and Daftei Ches at the bottom asks Tistira that there's a Braita that's Mashma that he could eat. And the Gemara says it's Teretz. That it depends whether they're Makbid on each other or not. And Rashi learns there, and the Rishonim and Mevayer like Rashi, that Kpada is, if one of the Shutfin is Makbid, I don't want to have Hanoh from you. I'm not interested in having Hanoh from you. I don't want to have Hanoh from you. So if I'm Makbid, that I don't want to have Hanoh from you, so then one Adain cannot include the Eved with the Shutfin that he owns the Shutfin in his carbon pesach, because he could include his half, but the other half, the master doesn't want that you should do them any favors. So since the master doesn't want that you should do them any favors, you do not have the ability to include them in your carbon pesach. That's the Gemara's maskana. So the Gemara's maskana is that really, to ask them if I own something b'shutfis, I could make the other half part of my korban pesach if it weren't for the fact that the other is makbid that he doesn't want to have any hanoh for me. Don't do me any favors and feed the korban pesach to my half. That's the Gemara's maskana, and that's how Rashi learns on that pesach. That's what it means that they're makbid on each other. They dekapti adodi. So Rashi says, Shnei Abaylim, Rashi says, Bidikapti Adori Ampeichet, it's almost near the bottom of the Rashi. Shnei Abaylim, the Ein Reitzim Mahane Zemizah. The two Baylim are makbid on each other. They don't want to have enough from each other. Hilke Chafil, in his Rashi, the Hoechad, Sheyoichal Hoebid, Mishaloy, Ein Chaber Reitzim, Shiyahane Chalke, Mishal Chaber Reitzim. Even if that guy wants to be a nice guy and he wants to include my half in his carbon pesach, I'm not interested. So when reading this Gemara, I was mamash clear by me. If I own an Eved, could I tell him that he shouldn't eat ice cream? Let's say I want to go over to someone's Eved and I want to be ma'an him. So does the Bailin have a right to say that he can't have this enough from me? Let's say I have a fan and I want to be ma'an him. I want to blow some fan on him. So does the Eved have a skus to say that I can't be ma'an of the Eved? What kind of halacha does it say in that peiches? This is the way the Gemara explains our Mishnah. That when you have an Eved b'shutfi, if you have an Eved, you own Eved b'shutfis, so you cannot include the other half in your carbon plastic. Why? Because that Bailin is makbid that he shouldn't get enough from you. What's he going to do? How is this, you know, let's frag up best to a shayla. Could an Eved make a shavua if it doesn't affect the master? Obviously something, he's a bardas, right? He's a bardas, he can do things. If it's not nageya kinyanei mamon, you can tell him not to eat chocolate cake at a birthday party. I mean, the guy wants to give me, what's the chus does a master have to say, I don't want my Eved that you should give him from your carbon pesach. How can I make it that you can't be my man? What? So it's his bar mitzvah, so therefore what? He's mechuyav eats mitzvah kisha. So he's mechuyav eats mitzvah. So what can't he do without the Baal? Why can't he do the kindness without a Baal? Who said? What Baalus does he need? Come on, Aaron, what Baalus does he need? What is it he can't put on tefillin? Let's say he's being mechuyav with tefillin. Now you're talking. Now you said it. That's what I'm trying to bring around. It only makes sense if you hold that the money on a carbon pesach is a kinyan. If you hold the mini on a carbon pesach, like the briskarav says, is a kinyan, then this halacha makes sense. If you don't have that in your mind, Aaron, this makes no sense. Now you're talking. It's about it. It's because the briskarav is mechadish. He doesn't bring this to this araya. What it means to be have a mini on the carbon pesach means that you've got as the chus mamay to be able to eat the buster, that you actually got something. So if you say that, this halacha makes sense. If you don't say that, how does this make sense? So I was going back and forth with Mecha Bruce, but we found that Shlomo Zalman in his Sefer says, this Gemara is mukhra, this halacha is mukhra, that there's a kinyan in the carbon pesach. Otherwise, no pshat. So we have two halachas over here, where we see Zachar Lona Shalai Bafanav, where Rashi says Zachar Lona Shalai Bafanav, and we see this halacha, both of them are maskma, that there's a din kinyan. Now, there's a very interesting thing. That I want to share with you with the halacha of Kadmon. Taisus on Daf Peches asks the kasha. So let's cross it over again. Let's cross it over. In order to keep from the carbon passed on, you have to be money on the carbon, you have to be mamunne. So Chaisu alaseh. You have to have beforehand been mamunne on the carbon. So, we learned that there's a lot that you're not allowed to eat from the carbon pasta if you're not mamunah on the carbon pasta. There's a pelvic toisis on the peches. The toisis, that's a kasha. Since the Gemara in the Dorim says the celibate of rice, the second toisis, is lav deraisa, you need to say that the inclusion of a katan in the carbon pesach is lav deraisa. Right? So toisis is a kasha, vim toimar, v'heich makal pesach shaloy leminuyo. How are you allowed to feed a katan? How are you allowed to feed a katan? There's a lav, you know, he can't be money on the carbon. If he can't be money on the carbon, so how are you feeding it to him? How are you giving it to him? You're not allowed to give the carbon pesach to someone who wasn't money on the carbon pesach. So if he's not included in Chaisu Alaseh, so how does this work? Now this is all because the Gemara in Dorm says that Stella Beis Thomas is lav deraisa. So So there's a shayla, actually the shayla, what that means, and I'm going to explain it to you in a second. So Taisus says, in Taima, v'heich ma'achol pesach shalei levi nuya, nehi dekart n'eichol nebeilus en bezim v'chig laf v'ishai. So Taisus is doing like this. Avada, when you're giving this kid something to eat, it's awesome. Because he's not, but you're not allowed to feed something treif to a kid. So how are you allowed to feed him the carbon pesach? He's not money. So Taisus says, even though you're not allowed to be ma'achol pesach, but you can't bring him there and stuff, and give it to him openly. Ramari, Jahasim Yalfinim Eloi Sakilum, the Layasim Eloduni Destruction and Availus Avoki Agab Nadika Chinuch Mitzvah Shari. Taisa says if there's a mitzvah of Chinuch, it's mutter. It's a clear apsi of this Taisa. I mean, what kind of Tzavar is that if there's a mitzvah of Chinuch de Rabbanon, that the Yisri Darais of Lay Sakiloin goes off? What's the pshat? Okay, so I saw a pshat in that Taisus, but I'm going to put it aside. I'll tell it to you if someone wants to hear it. I'll tell it to you privately what the pshat in that Taisus is. But in Taisus is Mavur, the Taisus holds that when it says that the celebrates Avos, the pasuk which we use to say that you have to make a korban pesach for all of the children in the base, in you could have said celebrates Avos means only the gedolim, but when we say that it includes ketanim, it's lav deraisa. So Taisus has bothered by kasha. So it's lav deraisa. The child is einoi money. So what happened to the lav of feeding the carbon pesach until a person is einoi money? What do you mean? So Taisus says some sort of there's no mitzvah to feed it to him, even though he's got no mitzvah because of chinuch. That needs to be explained. But in the meantime, Taisus learns that there is a lav, there is an isur, and therefore you can't feed it to him. Now this yisoid that the Korban Pesach is a Kinyan Mammon. So the Bishgrub brings a Rai from Rashi in Zvachim, and he brings a Rai from the Sugis in Zvachim, which I mentioned to you, and we brought a Rai from here in the Sugya from Valacha by Eved. There's a Taisvus in Kedushin Dapnam Beis that the Achronim bring a Rai from, a fascinating Taisvus. The Gemara says in Kedushin Dapnam Beis, again, all we're trying to do is to bring a proof to the same Yisoid that being Mamune on the Korban Pesach means that you got a Kinyan Mammon in it. So the Gemara is darshing the pasuk. It says v'yikhu lohem ish sela beis avos. So it says v'yikhu lohem ish. So the shaila is, why did the Torah have to put in the word ish? Now again, we're talking about the Korban Pesach. This is tochaisu alas. This is talking about the din of minuyim. So it says v'yikhu lohem ish sela beis avos. So the Gemara comes out in one time. The Gemara lechad Rav Yitzchak, Damer Rav Yitzchak, ish zaycha v'loy hakatan zaycha. That one person, a gadol, could buy a korban pesach for everybody else, but a katan can't. That's how Rashi learns pshat in the Gemara in Rav Yitzchak. Limute katan she'ein lo kayach lika b'shvil acherim liyosei zoichel lohem b'mikhoi. A katan can't buy it for everyone else. So Taisa says a fellow of the kakasha. What do you need to have a pasuk according to Rav Yitzchak to tell me that a katan can't buy something for someone else? I mean, it's a whole chashin shpat. We know that the cotton doesn't have a yad. All of a sudden, the Yitzchak needs to have a pasuk in Kiddushin to tell me that a cotton can't be zaycha in the carbon pesach for everybody else, and he can't go buy carbon pesach for everyone else. So Taisa says an interesting parrot. The Eishloi Marjol Agadi Pesach Yitzchir. Even though all over a cotton doesn't have a yad. We know that ain't yad with cotton, but by korban pesach, I still need a special pasuk to tell me that he can't do it. To sound to daitav, because I would think, hayu v'shayis b'achilas p'sachim, since a cotton is included in achilas p'sachim, he could eat the korban pesach, v'tzarech lihi manos alav, and he has to be included in the appointment over the korban pesach, dikstiv selabais b'ayis afilu cotton, ein maf lachem zacha. I would think that he could be zacha for someone else also. a pelvic atysis. So this atysis, what the atysis says over here is like this. I know that a cotton has no ability to decline anything for anyone else. I still need a special pasuk by carbon pasach. Why? Because there's a din of selah beis avos, which means that a cotton is included in the carbon pasach. And since he's included in the carbon pasach, I would have to think that carbon pasach is different. Why would I think carbon pasach is different? So you see from this atysis, L'chaira, that the din of being monui on the carbon pasach is a kinyan, that the cotton has to have a kinyan in it. So maybe I would have said that just like the Torah says that a cotton has to have a kinyan in a carbon pasach for himself, that he can do it for someone else also. I would think it's a different parasha. In the meantime, L'chaira, it's mavur and taisis, again, the same yisoid. So it's important when you learn Parakleisha to remember that in Kama Vakama Sugyas, that when we say that that a person becomes mamuna on the carbon pasach, that means that he gets a chelik mamain to eat the basar. It's not just them that you agree to eat. That's what you think pasach. When you start learning the sugyas, it doesn't work. You have to understand that there's a din kinyan that you have to actually decline it. So l'maisa, this taisis and the rai from this taisis is really dependent on a sugya that you're going to see when the Gemara, you're seeing the taisis on daftei zai on the daftei ches. There is a shaila about what this means. Sela based on the slav deraisa. What does that mean? What?
So when you're monthly on a carbon pasach, you actually having to do some type of
I had that question. I asked that to someone yesterday, actually. Actually, yesterday I was learning the sugya. I called someone up to ask him, so when do you make the kinyan? So, the truth of the matter is, if the guy has you in mind, let me explain your question better, that we have to be mabara. If the guy has you in mind when he bought the set, plus it doesn't let us know the fun of. But the luck is that you have to become money before the shechita. So what do you do? How do you get the kinyan? Right. How do you get the kinyan? So, what you could say is that the Torah was mezakeh to you just because you were money. It could be that that would make sense in choices. Why I would have a chavamina that a cotton to do it.
A new form of kinyan.
Yeah, it's a new form of kinyan. It's not any bigger chiddush than saying that you have to have a kinyan mom in the carbon pasach in the first place. It's not a bigger chiddush. But Tyson said that I would have a chavamina that a cotton could be mezakeh to someone else. So that goes very well. If it's a chiddush that he gets a kinyan, so the whole parish is a chiddush. So then you could have a chavamina. Then you could have had a chavamina contra the Yitzchak. But I have the same kasha that you asked me. I have the same kasha. I actually asked it to somebody. I said, "What do you do with Kohen Shechita? What kind of kinyan is there?" So the practice, you would say, the Torah said that if you are mamuna on the korban pasach by making up your kinyan, well, that's a shver b'chlal. If you say that, but the bottom line is that the minui results in a kinyan kasha. Okay, it's let's just give me another minute. If you guys want to go daven marv, if someone wants to go daven marv, go ahead. I won't tell you. This raya from this taisis is really dependent on a major machlokes of shoyim in Nedarim. What this means that said by Shavas Lav Deraisa. The Chaim Brisker learns Pshat and Duran in the tradition of Chaim. There's a Ran in Nedarim that Flama Beis that there's no din minui by a cotton. B'chlal, a cotton has to eat Nedaraisa. But it doesn't mean to say that the cotton doesn't have to eat Nidaraisa. It means that there's no din minui on the cotton. That's how he learns Pshat. That's how he learns Pshat in the Ran. And Tysus over there in the Dorim says that the lot, what?
Meaning that he could eat without being fed.
Yes, as a matter of fact, there's others that argue according to Reb Chaim you should be able to eat for everyone's korban pasach, not just for his father. But that's what Reb Chaim learns. That's what the Gemara means. About the din that he has to eat is the deraisa, but the din minui that everybody else says he doesn't have. And others say that there's no lab of a cotton eating shalagim minuyah because the lab is only set for someone who could be modern. However, but the rush over there, the way they loop shot in the rush is that he learns that celebrate Shabbat deraisa means that he doesn't have to have a minui, but when the father includes him in the carbon, it's mamuna automatically. So there is a dinui. Now this crisis in kiddushin that says that he's a minui, that he's mamuna, is only according to that one sheet of the Rishayna. Because according to the Rosh, and according to Tysus, and according to the Ran and the Dorim, there's no din that a cotton is money. money on the Kfar Pesach. There's no such chiddush. It's not easy. Because you're going to come across it in Taisus on Daf Pesach. What is the din of Peter and Taisus by us? Also clearly learns like that. He's ain't money. He asks how to be feed it to him. So the Taisus in the Kiddushin that says that I would have a Havamina that he could be claiming for someone else because you see he's included as in the Minui. That's a major Machlokes to say to him whether is Lamaisa included in the Minui or not. But either way, it doesn't make any difference. Taisus, who holds that he is included in the Minui, clearly holds that would affect his ability to make a Kinyan. So we see from this Taisus as well, even though the actual halacha of whether a Katan is included in the Minui is a Machlokes to Shainin, but you see at least the Taisus definition of Minui is the same definition as they all said, that it's something which affects a Kinyan. I hope to be able to do this every week, but I'm having surgery on my vocal cords, so then I'm going to be out of commission for 3 weeks. So Beis Hashem, I'll catch up with you a few blocks later. Shkoyach.